This podcast is part of the EME 2040 eTips podcast series. The topic of this podcast is copyright and fair use. In this podcast, you will learn how to define copyright, explain how copyright impacts classrooms, define fair use, protect your own intellectual work, and address copyright and fair use issues with your own students. Every day, people engage in the following activities: photocopying materials from books or magazines, grabbing photos from the web to jazz up papers and presentations, adding music clips to presentations, posting photos, videos, and other images to Facebook. These activities bring to bear two key questions. First, do these people own the intellectual property included in the materials they are sharing or duplicating? And second, supposing they do not own that intellectual property, do they have permission from the rightful owners to be using them in that way? What is a copyright? Copyright is a form of protection for intellectual property. When one has a copyright for their intellectual or creative work, it means that they have exclusive rights to use and distribute it, and that others who wish to use all or some of that work must give proper attribution and perhaps pay the copyright owner. Understanding how copyright law works is important for educators because they frequently make use of others' intellectual and creative work. Textbooks, videos, and software are copyrighted, and so are many of the materials you may choose to adopt or adapt from the internet. How does copyright impact classrooms? Copyright laws govern what teachers and students can and cannot legally use in the classroom. For example, if a person purchases and legally owns a software license, they can use that program. However, use of a pirated or copied program without a legal license from the copyright owner is considered a crime. Most people understand the software issue, and also that it is similarly illegal to photocopy an entire textbook. However, many educators are unsure how copyright affects their ability to legally photocopy a few pages of a book, or to scan and download a graphic for use in a slideshow or on a website. What is fair use? Fair use is a set of guidelines established as part of the Copyright Act of 1976. The fair use guidelines allow users to copy materials for nonprofit educational purposes, within reason. Fair use is dependent on how a copyrighted work is used, how much of a work is used, and what impact that use has on its value. The guidelines apply to all materials that clearly demonstrate a copyright symbol. But to be safe, teachers should consider all materials to be potentially copyrighted, including those taken from websites. You can find out more about fair use guidelines at http://copyright.gov. How can you protect your rights on your own work? Anyone can protect their own intellectual and creative work via copyright. When a work is created, the creator holds the copyright and can place the copyright symbol on it. To go a step further, one can pay to legally register that copyright, which helps with upholding the copyright. Alternately, these days many people are using Creative Commons licenses, which are similar to copyright in that they designate ownership of intellectual and creative material, but differ in that they allow creators to specify exactly how others may make use of their work. For example, you might choose to allow others to use your work freely without attribution, or only in nonprofit situations and with attribution, and may or may not allow them to make changes to the work. You can find out more about Creative Commons at http://www.creativecommons.org. How should teachers address copyright and fair use issues with their students? K-12 students of all ages should be made aware of intellectual property laws at a grade-appropriate level. For example, children of all ages can and should be required to provide citations for any work they have used. Older students might be encouraged to think about how to protect their own work. Older students might also learn about the difference between profit and nonprofit organizations and how that impacts fair use. Teachers can explain why we cannot photocopy an entire book or duplicate a video clip. And above all else, teachers should model respect for the intellectual property of others through their own actions at all times.